Extension 165, 989-269-9721, extension 165.
It's March Madness at Thumb Home Reel Video and Radio Shack in Bad Axe. Incredible prices in every department. TVs, surround sound systems, computers, tablets, along with movies and games.
Get a front row seat at the big game with a new TV. LG 42-inch TVs, only $459.99. LG 47-inch high-definition TVs, only $589.99. Big screen LG 60-inch 120-hertz smart TVs on sale.
Find the latest in tablets like the Kindle Fire HD, Supersonic, Sharper View, and Amatic starting at $89.99. Portable power banks only $14.99. Bluetooth headsets starting at $19.99.
Easter gifts like games for PS3 and 4, Xbox 360, and Xbox One. Toys like radio-controlled flying drones, helicopters, monster trucks, and more. Premium used DVD movies and Jelly Belly candy in bulk, bags, and gift sets. Shop Thumb Home Reel Video and Radio Shack located in the Port Crescent Plaza, Bad Axe.
You're listening to the Thumb's Power Station, Cruise 102, and it's now time to get you updated on all the info in the Thumb, the country, and internationally with your WLEW News Update.
Here's the latest news from the Associated Press and the WLEW Newsroom. I'm Brandon James. Mourners from the top ranks of Washington and Hollywood paid final tribute to Nancy Reagan. Today, they recalled at her funeral how the former First Lady and her husband made up two halves of a circle. The pair are to be reunited in death in side-by-side graves at Ronald Reagan's Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. An Ohio judge has granted a request to let 17-year-olds vote in the swing state's presidential primary Tuesday. Ohio already allows 17-year-olds who will be 18 before the fall election to vote in the primary with some limits. Ohio's elections chief is denouncing the decision, saying a county court should not have the power to change election law so close to a primary. An appeal is planned. Palm Beach International Airport is reopened after an evacuation due to a suspicious piece of luggage that was found. A sheriff's spokeswoman says the bomb squad safely removed the luggage, which was found unattended near a baggage carousel. It's not yet known what the luggage contained. Torrential rains pounded Louisiana for a fourth day today. The weather has left roads impassable and cars submerged, and people were forced from their homes overnight. The Bossier City area across the Red River from Shreveport has taken the brunt of the storm that began saturating northern Louisiana late Tuesday. There have been three deaths. A U.S. Marine veteran who started the Wounded Warrior Project says he's open to returning and restoring the group's reputation. Two executives who replaced John Malia have been fired in response to reports of lavish spending. Malia tells the AP he's asked for a meeting with the nonprofit's board of directors to offer help. In local news, a drug investigation that started with a search of two apartments in Sibawang led to a subsequent search at a residence in Sanilac County, and various drugs, paraphernalia, cash, and weapons were located between the three locations. Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen says late Wednesday evening, deputies along with Sibawang police served two search warrants in connection to a morphine trafficking investigation. The first search took place at Dick's Apartments, where morphine, syringes, and a crack pipe were seized. Felony drug charges will be sought against a 59-year-old man who was questioned and released. The second search warrant was executed at Sibawang Terrace Apartments, where morphine and cash were located. Felony drug charges will be sought against a 55-year-old woman who was also questioned and released. Information from those two investigations led to a third search warrant Thursday, served in the 5800 block of Bay City Forestville Road in Sanilac County's Delaware Township. Prescription medication, marijuana, cash, and two firearms were seized, and possible felony charges are being considered. While most Michiganders are enjoying the recent spring warm-up, the Michigan Apple Committee is also getting questions about the weather's effect on the 2016 apple crop. WLEW's Craig Routson has more.
They say they're not anticipating, nor do they have any concerns about a repeat of 2012 this year. In March 2012, temperatures soared above 80 degrees for several days in a row, causing the apple trees to blossom early. When temperatures dropped to more typical spring weather in April, Michigan orchards experienced several frost events and the majority of the crop was lost. For Michigan apple growers, a long winter and a spring with gradually rising temperatures is ideal. However, the fluctuation in temperatures happening now is not uncommon and not cause for concern. Diane Smith, executive director of the Michigan Apple Committee, said, "What we are seeing this year is very different. While we are enjoying warmer temperatures, they aren't matching the highs we saw in 2012. Though growers would like to see temperatures in the 40s, a few days in the upper 50s and 60s does not spell disaster. According to the National Weather Service, the outlook for the rest of March includes above-average temperatures around the 50-degree mark." Reporting for WLEW News, I'm Craig Routson.
Thank you, Craig. The state says four-year high school graduation rates in Michigan increased for the 2014-2015 academic year. The Michigan Center for Educational Performance and Information says the increase was from about 78.6 to just below 80%. It was the fourth consecutive year of improvement. The rate was about 76.2% in 2011 and 2012. That is the news for this hour on WLEW. I'm Brandon James. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, go to thumbnet.net.
Well, checking in on the weather, yesterday's high was 46 degrees, the overnight low 31. We got to around 40 today, and we'll have all the details on the rest of this night's weather and leading into the weekend with your precision weather forecast. This weather update is brought to you by Curtis Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram in downtown Cass City. When you're looking for the best deal on a new or used car, truck, or van, visit them on the web at CurtisChryslerDodgeJeep.com or call toll-free 1-888-ANY-DODGE.
Good evening. We're expecting a nice start to the weekend, but then a weather system will bring the potential for rain by later in the day, Sunday. Tonight, clear skies, some late night fog possible in spots, lows near 30. Winds becoming south to southwest, about 5 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation near 0%. Saturday, a pretty nice day with mostly sunny skies. It'll be mild and pleasant. Highs getting into the mid-50s. Southwest winds around 10 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation near 0%. Saturday night, increasing clouds as the night progresses. Lows in the mid to upper 30s. Winds becoming northeast around 5 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation under 10%. Sunday, cloudy with scattered showers developing, especially later in the day. Highs near 50. Rain will become more likely as we work into Sunday night. From WLEW Precision Weather Service, I'm meteorologist Steve Adamson.
The spring clearance event is going on now at Curtis Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram in downtown Cass City.
Hi, I'm Dan Curtis. We are clearing out our remaining 2015 inventory with these great deals. Buy a 2015 Dodge Dart with navigation and sunroof for only $17,700. Save big on a 2015 Dodge Challenger RT with savings over $7,000. Drive away in a new 2015 Dodge Journey RT with leather seats and navigation for only $26,900. That's over $6,500 in savings. Curtis Chrysler is in need of nice trade-ins. Come to Curtis Chrysler in downtown Cass City for your best no-hassle trade-in quote around. Stop on in to Curtis Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in downtown Cass City. Visit us on the web at CurtisChrysler.com or call toll-free 1-888-ANY-DODGE.
March Madness has arrived at Thumb Home Reel Video and Radio Shack in Bad Axe. Sale prices in every department. TVs, surround sound systems, computers, tablets, along with movies and games.
Watch the big games up close and personal with a new big screen TV. LG 42-inch LED TVs, only $459.99. LG 47-inch high definition TVs, only $589.99. Big screen LG 60-inch 120Hz smart TVs on sale.
DVD players starting at $39.99. Blu-ray players starting at $89.99. Onkyo Home Theater Systems in a box complete with everything you need starting at $389.99.
Find Easter gifts like radio-controlled flying drones, helicopters, and monster trucks. Games for PS3 and 4, Xbox 360 and Xbox One. Use Blu-ray movies, buy one, get one free. Thousands of used DVD movies starting at $199 and Jelly Belly candy in bulk, bags, and gift sets. Shop Thumb Home Reel Video and Radio Shack located in the Port Crescent Plaza, Bad Axe.
Save big during the spring sale at Sears Appliance and Hardware in Bad Axe. Up to 40% off mechanics, tool sets, and tool storage. Up to 20% off power lawn and garden. Up to 30% off easy living and weather beater paints. Up to 30% off of grills and patio furniture. Up to 20% off Kenmore appliances, like a 24.5 cubic foot refrigerator with LED lighting, only $949.99. Cleanup of a Craftsman 2700 PSI pressure washer, only $299.99.
This is Brett Wallerman. For professional advice and the tools to get the job done, come see us at Sears Appliance and Hardware in Bad Axe. Open 7 days a week.
See store for details.
Shopping in Bad Axe also means heading to the North End for reasons why. Sears Appliance and Hardware, Ashley Furniture, McKenzie Jewelers, and McDonald's Food and Family Center.
Cruise 102.